previously on Algoa FM Breakfast. Kiss
me like you mean it. Monday morning, you with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. This is Algoa FM Breakfast with you until 9 o'clock this morning. And this is usually when we'll start doing the short shower shong. Charlie. Yeah. However, we're not going to do that this morning.
You're
going to
put it on the back burner.
Yeah, we're going to bank it for now because we need to have a conversation about water conservation and also the water situation in Nelson Mandela Bay and surrounding areas. We chatted to her last time on the show a couple of weeks ago. She's been brought in by the NMB Metro as a consultant to assist the municipality with water management. This morning she's in the studio, Dr. Gisela Kaiser. Good morning. Welcome to Algoa FM once again.
And thank you for waking up so early to be with us.
Thanks so much, guys. It's lovely to be here again.
Just let's just quickly, the last time we were here, we were talking about how much water we are using as a metro, and you were quite shocked in terms of how people are not taking this serious compared to what you were dealing with when Cape Town was, you know, counting down to day zero. What have you seen since our last conversation?
So, Wayne, at least there's a little bit of good news. Last time I was here, our city water demand per day was just under 300 million litres a day. As of Friday, it was at 273, so we seem to have just broken through the 280 barrier, which is really good news and well done to NMB for using less water. But I have to remind you that the sweet spot is 230, so we're still nearly 50 million litres a day that we're using too much. Since I've been here, we've had elections. It's been a competitive space to get in the news, but at least the drought has caught the attention of a couple of newspapers as well. So I am hopeful that the word is spreading and that more and more people are taking this threat seriously. It certainly hasn't been enough yet, and I would just encourage everybody to spread the word and use less water still. I met some people who said, no, they are really very, very water wise and they don't use a lot of water. And I asked them how much water they use. And as a household, they said they used 7,000 litres a month. And I said, so how many people in your household? And they proudly said two. So I said, oof, that's a bit much. You should actually be using around 4,000 litres a month if you are only two people in the household. So I think that even people who have saved water, you know, check for leaks, read your water meter. You may not even be aware of leaks and losses that you are using additional water for.
Doctor, it's a challenge as it is right now, and with the festive season around the corner, we're expecting a lot of holidaymakers. There needs to be education around that as well, I'd imagine, for our holidaymakers coming down to the coast, in Quebec in particular. Any plans that you know of or aware of educating those folk coming down?
So we are, as a municipality, about to flight a national advert about our water crisis, and we are hoping that that will achieve a broader reach. We realize that we have to have some national coverage to get the word out there that people know prior to coming here. We've also interacted with a airport, and they will have messages on all flights and so on. Of course, it's a little bit late if you're already arriving. But we are trying to hit the national media more and more so that holidaymakers are aware of it, and they need to bring a bucket if they come down, and they need to spend more time in the sea than in the shower.
You actually took the words right out of my mouth. I saw that campaign. Spend more time in the sea than in the shower. That's
Dr. Kaiser, just in terms of the municipal drought plan as well, I know that there are some critical repairs planned for the Churchill bulk supply pipeline. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Thanks so much, Lee. Yes, that's in fact especially why I thought it was necessary to make people aware of this. So there are two pipelines that come from the Crom system, and one of them is an urgent need of repair. What this is going to mean is that we're going to full charge all the reservoirs on that system, and the second line will continue feeding them. But if you recall last time, I told you that we were drawing approximately 90 million litres a day from Crom. We need to reduce that to about 30. So what will happen when we shut down the pipeline? We will in fact feed the system with only 30. So that's a third of what we used to. So if everybody in the area uses less water and they make the savings that they are required to. So if every person only uses 50 litres a day or drop their consumption by 40%, then the system will be fine. If they don't, then a whole lot of areas are potentially going to run out of water. And in the way that I mentioned last time as well, is that it's a pumped system. It'll take approximately up to 2 weeks for the system to fully recover. Now,
is that 2 weeks without water for those areas?
So if you remember when we had the unplanned maintenance at the end of September, some areas battled to get water back for quite a long time after everything was fixed. Yeah. So the system takes a while to recover. And depending on how much water people then draw from the reservoirs while we're trying to fill the reservoirs, some areas don't have water. Mm. So worst case, yes, some areas may not have water for an extended period of time, which means that they'll have to fetch it from water tankers.
And then there's the issue of load shedding as well. And with load shedding, you've got no power at these pumps at the reservoirs, it means that it's not pumping any water into the reservoirs and out of the reservoirs.
Indeed, load shedding definitely has an impact on the water system, but I think it also just has such an impact on the psyche. Somebody was actually making quite a funny joke. So I live in Summer Strand and I haven't had electricity since Friday. And they said, well, at least you don't have to worry about when load shedding is because you just have no power.
Oh, gosh.
But,
well, this is the thing we were saying. You've got to have hair on your teeth.
Especially in the face of load shedding, people are facing so many challenges. And the municipality understands people are tired. They're tired of having to save things. I believe that load shedding is here for the rest of the week. So we have postponed the repairs on Churchill again. They were supposed to happen last week and we postponed them again. They were supposed to happen now.
Today, yeah.
But now it'll only be next week. So we're trying to give people adequate warning to make alternative arrangements for water, to make sure that they have a bottle or two of large bottled water to drink and cook with. But also just for people to reduce their use now already, because if we get to Tuesday and our consumption is down, everybody will still have water. And, you know, as last time, that's the good news story. If we all play our part, everybody will have water, even though everybody will have to use less.
It literally feels like that classroom scenario where if Gisela is naughty, the entire class gets punished. That's what it feels like. So please, and then finger up your lip, Alma, that's a bliff.
Are we on track with the pipeline between Noordendrecht and Quanabushle?
So the Amatola Water, that is the water treatment plant where they've had contractual issues. Mm. So that contract, as far as I know, has not yet started again. But the critical point for us is at the end of April next year. So the municipality's projects are on track at the moment to have everything in place that we need then to be able to circulate the Noordendrecht water around the city, even if dams run dry. So as it stands, at the current consumption, I did a graph last night, that we will still run out in the Crom system before Christmas at our current usage. So it is just so critical to save water and to do it now.
Yeah, it's just, for me, just to have that image of people queuing for water ahead of Christmas when it's supposed to be a good time for family and friends and people coming down, it's not a nice image even to think of. And then you also got to bear in mind that there is going to be a higher water consumption rate during, you know, December and January, because we're going to have visitors flocking the city. So we really, really need to start taking this seriously. And I don't know what more we need to do other than shout and scream.
Well, as you mentioned, the irony in the campaign is we've taken the horse to the water.
We can't make it drink. Listen, so, yeah. Dr. Kaiser, just quickly back to this Churchill bulk supply repairs. A couple of people on Facebook and on our Telegram wanting to know which areas will be affected. Where can they get, because we're not going to be able to go through all of them now, but where can people just kind of access information around those repairs?
So the information is on the city's Facebook page, as well as if you go to the website and you click on the little alert bell.
Okay.
It will be there as well.
That's on nelsonmandelabay.gov.za is where you'll find more information. Thank you again for joining us so early this morning, but I think it was important just to have the conversation because there are a lot of people that are still up and getting ready to go to work who are making use of water during this hour, and I think we need to continue having these conversations so people can start taking this really seriously. And hopefully next time when we see you, you're going to give us some great news.
Thank you, Wayne, and thanks for being flexible. There is rain forecast for today, and perhaps I should also mention a lot of people think if it rains in PE, then the dams will fill up.
Mm.
The catchments are outside, and it needs to rain hard in those catchment areas for things to make a difference. But yes, I am with you. Hopefully next time I'm here, the dams will be fuller and our consumption will be down. But thank you so much for everything that Algoa is doing. Really appreciate it.
And thank you for your work as well. Your work. There we go. You can find more information about the water usage and information about how you can save water and tips, and also the current dam levels online at nelsonmandelabay.gov.za.
And if you don't get to that website for the dam levels, I will be telling them to you at 7 o'clock, no, just after 7.
I don't think Lee's going to be telling you. I think she's going to be shouting at you after 7.
Just after 7.
All right, 6:55 on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.